I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More than 700,000 protesters took to the streets yesterday in Ukraine. They were protesting President Viktor Yanukovych's failure to sign a trade agreement with the European Union and instead align with Russia. Yesterday, they called for a nationwide strike. EFCA Reach Global's Amy Ritchie says many Christians are concerned about the country's alignment with Russia.
If Ukraine becomes more and more aligned with Russia, that their laws will mirror many of Russia's laws as well. They have some very rigid promises when it comes to what you can and cannot do religiously in their country.
Elsewhere, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's a plane. Mission Aviation Fellowship is part of this year's Giving Tuesday movement. They're hoping to raise $24,000 in just 24 hours. That would be enough to fund 20 relief flights. They'd be able to get medicine, food, missionaries, and the gospel to those in need in the most remote parts of the world. Pray many will be encouraged to give today. And the world's getting smaller. Combination of technology and the internet means something unusual for the Great Commission. Faith Comes By Hearing's Bill Lohr says with the explosion of digital technology, the key word for gospel growth is access.
They can do that on iTunes Radio. We're on Spotify, we're on Xbox Music, we're on Rhapsody. You know, in just the last year, just on those streams, we've seen 35 million streams. It's just incredible the access that's being allowed through technology.
Which also means that the techno geek you know could be today's missionary. They'll need help to get the momentum going. Find ways to help at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help Mission Network News with your best gift, I'll give you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Ewing.